This is a Travel Channel podcast.
Here in Key West, Florida, you can dive, shop, ride the train, or tour author Ernest Hemingway's house. It's the southernmost city in the U.S., and maybe the most laid back. There's lots of beer and babes, and enough sunken treasure to keep divers and fortune seekers busy for years to come. If you're interested in staking out a piece of the action, the place to contact is Mel Fisher's Treasure Hunting Company.
Oh my goodness!
In here.
Unbelievable. I do not believe this.
The finds from Mel Fisher's dives are impressive. 300-year-old silver coins, gold bars, precious emeralds, and Spanish rosaries, all found off Florida's coast.
I've gotten some unbelievable emeralds, a lot of silver coins, and basically artifacts.
I have gotten a gold bar, which is spectacular, gold chain, numerous coins, a silver bar, a 77-pound silver bar with a full date on it, 1621. It's rather spectacular to see that.
Renowned treasure hunter Mel Fisher is no longer living, but you can invest in his company's expeditions for a share of the profits. Some have made enough to buy a new house. Richard Schumann and Frank Holden are two satisfied investors. They boast of huge payoffs.
I would say in the neighborhood of $300,000 or $400,000.
It's definitely worth a lot more than I've invested in it, and it continues to grow in value. So it'd be difficult to give you a figure because I don't keep track of it. But I definitely feel profitable.
Pat Klein has worked for Mel Fisher Enterprises for over 25 years.
Everybody knows that Mel Fisher had a dream of finding the world's richest shipwreck, but one of his other dreams that he brought to the table was being able to share that with other people, the adventures that he's had, the explorations that he's had, the thrill of diving, the thrill of the search.
Pat says the company has recovered only a fraction of the loot from the Atocha, a Spanish ship that sank nearly 300 years ago near Key West.
One of these years, we're going to find the stern castle of that ship that contains now well over $100 million worth of treasure that we know of, plus the contraband. At the rate they're coming up now, the Atocha, within a few short years, will probably become a billion-dollar wreck based solely on the contraband.
Finding the Atocha became an obsession with Mel Fisher. The Atocha was one of 28 Spanish galleons that in 1622 left Cuba for Spain, carrying a fortune in gold and silver. 40 miles off Key West, a hurricane struck, sending Atocha and 11 other vessels to the bottom.
The Atocha was the richest treasure-laden galleon ever to have sunk in the Western Hemisphere. She contained over 47 tons of silver and gold, most of which was in silver.
250,000 silver coins and priceless royal jewels went down with the ships. The Spanish never recovered the treasure. 3 centuries later, like a modern buccaneer, Mel Fisher was determined to find it.
He used to call me 2-3 times a month and say, "Well, Pat, I think it's time you packed up all of your gear and got back out to the site because today's the day."
Finally, it was the day. And with the help of investors, Mel Fisher and his group set sail on the Dauntless in 1968 in search of the Atocha. It took $10 million and 16 years before he located the Atocha. He paid an even higher price, losing a son and daughter-in-law who died during a search. But Mel wouldn't give up. In 1985, he found the ship and mounted a dive. Mel's son, Kim, who now runs the family business, remembers that day vividly.
Every day for 16 years, he told us today's the day, and finally it was. And there was this incredible pile of treasure. These silver bars, each one about the size of a loaf of bread, just stacked up like firewood for about 80 feet. That was by far the most exciting day of my life.
So far, about 85,000 artifacts have been recovered from the Atocha. Some of them are exhibited at Mel Fisher's Museum in Key West. Gold plates, chains, jewelry, religious artifacts, even cannons. A royal fortune estimated to be worth at least $500 million.
Are they real on you?
Yeah.